Welcome to The Sting of Stang, conducted by the William Wallace of the American media. Alan Stang, exposing the propaganda pimps of the prostitute national press, from Rush Limbaugh to the communist broadcasting system, uncovering the conspiracy for world government, its tactics, its purposes, and its players, from George W. Bush, John McCain, and Hussein Obama on down. Now, here is author, patriot, raconteur, and bon vivant, Alan Stang.
And thank you, Dick Fatherly, Billboard Magazine's Personality of the Year. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen, across America and around the world. This is Alan Stang. And let's go right to press. There is a remarkable article in Global Research by Richard C. Cook. Richard C. Cook, Global Research, who explains, as of course we all know by now, that the present debacle started with homeowner defaults on subprime mortgages and then spread to mortgages in general, as along with foreclosures. We know that all of this started during the Clinton administration, the unhealthy use of subprime mortgages, the bundling of these phony mortgages, fraudulent mortgages, into mortgage-backed securities, which they then sold in the financial markets. The financial institutions who issued those mortgages, of course, realized that they were fraudulent and so did not want to keep them on their books, sold them. And then the Bush administration intensified the problem created under the Clinton administration by turning all of this into a literal national program of mortgage fraud. El Presidente Jorge W. Bush met many times in the White House as soon as he became president in 2001, met with one of the biggest swindlers in the history of the planet, Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan. They concocted all of this. Richard Cook says, according to mortgage industry insiders he has interviewed, direction to do all this began to come down from the banks to mortgage brokers to falsify borrower income information to allow them to qualify for loans that they did not qualify for. Of course, the FBI is presently investigating, but the investigations do not reach above the level of the brokers. The brokers at the very bottom, some of them will go to jail. But now here's the remarkable thing. Here is the remarkable thing. Remember, Secretary of the Treasury Henry Paulson of Goldman Sachs, a master criminal, testified before the Senate Banking Committee last week. He said he was shocked when he took office in June 2006 to learn that no federal agency regulated mortgage lending. This was an area left to the states. But the states tried to intervene to solve the problem. What happened? They were blocked by the Treasury Department's Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. In other words, a federal agency intervened to prevent the states from intervening to stop this metastasizing problem. And it gets worse. We'll take a look in just a moment. Stay with us for more.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Elliot Spitzer, governor of New York State. Remember Elliot Spitzer? Forced to resign earlier this year when caught in a sex scandal that was exposed. He was apparently diddling very, very high-priced call girls in Washington, D.C. At the time, I remember thinking that obviously there had to be more than this than we were told. Obviously, he's just one of many, just one of an army of such sinners in public office. Why Elliot Spitzer? Why was he singled out? Why did this thing suddenly get exposed, forcing him to resign? I remember speculating about that at the time. In February 14th, Elliot Spitzer wrote an article in the Washington Post. Now, this is just before he resigned. He said this: in 2003, during the height of the predatory lending crisis, the OCC, that would be the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the OCC invoked a clause from the 1863 National Bank Act to issue formal opinions preempting all state predatory lending laws, thereby rendering them inoperative. The OCC also promulgated new rules that prevented states from enforcing any of their own consumer protection laws against national banks. The federal government's actions were so egregious and so unprecedented that all 50 state attorneys general and all 50 state banking superintendents actively fought the new rules. Again, remember, I'm reading here to you from the Elliot Spitzer piece in the Washington Post on February 14th. Elliot Spitzer, governor of New York State, continues. He says, but the unanimous opposition of the 50 states did not deter or even slow the Bush administration in its goal of protecting the banks. In fact, when my office opened an investigation of possible discrimination in mortgage lending by a number of banks, the OCC, the Office of the Controller of the Currency, filed a federal lawsuit to stop the investigation. All right, that is the piece that appeared February 14th in the Washington Post by New York Governor Elliot Spitzer. And soon thereafter, he was forced to resign, exposed in a sex scandal. Could this piece in the Washington Post have been part of the reason he was forced to resign? His own expose, Elliot Spitzer's own expose of the activities of the federal government, of the administration of El Presidente Jorge W. Bush, in advancing the criminality of the predatory lending crisis. Now, Richard C. Cook, he's writing in Global Research, he says, why did the Bush administration do this? The only possible answer is that it had every intention of producing the housing bubble, one that had the effect of not only inflating the cost of homes and real estate, but also pumping billions of dollars of borrowed cash into the economy through mortgage and home equity loans. Everyone seemed to benefit, but it was those at the top who skimmed the greatest profits. It also resulted in tax revenues that allowed the Bush administration to implement its tax cuts. Now, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Richard C. Cook, we're looking at his article. He's a former U.S. federal government analyst, served with the U.S. Civil Service Commission, FDA, the Carter White House, NASA, the U.S. Treasury Department. Now, who are the people that Richard C. Cook is talking about who profited from all the ups and downs? They obviously included members of Congress. Members of Congress who are heavily invested, like many other people, in the market. And remember, we need to remember something, ladies and gentlemen. You can make billions of dollars in the market, not just when the market goes up, but also when it goes down, correct? You can sell short. There were a lot of inside investors who made millions, multi-millions, as the markets fell and then rose again. Some of those investors included some of our multimillionaire senators who are deeply invested in these markets themselves and who had every reason to want a bailout for their own funds, as well as for operators in Wall Street who generously donate to their reelection campaigns. So you're talking about Wall Street operators like Goldman Sachs, that donate to the re-election campaigns of these politicians, then you're also talking about the investments of the politicians themselves. Michael Chosudovsky of Global Research says this. He says, those financial actors who had advanced inside information regarding the congressional decision or had the ability to influence the vote of members of Congress made billions of dollars when the market crumbled. By the way, remember, almost twice as much so-called money was wiped out on Black Monday, September 29th, as the value of the Paulson bailout. The Paulson bailout was $700 billion. Black Monday eliminated $1.2 trillion, almost twice as much. And you can make multi-billions of dollars on the way down, remember, as well as on the way up. So, yes, we do need an investigation. We need an investigation of the investments of the members of Congress who vote for all of this, who voted for all of this, who voted for the incredible transformation of our economy, of our system. Now, go to an incredibly interesting column by my colleague Cliff Kincaid. Cliff Kincaid, the director of Accuracy in Media, fellow columnist with me at newswithviews.com. Remember, my piece, Beware the Red Dot, appeared yesterday on newswithviews.com on the homepage. You can still read it by going to newswithviews.com. Find my name, scroll down to my name, click on my name, and at the top of the page, you'll see Beware the Red Dot. Today, we have Cliff Kincaid's column. Cliff quotes Stephen Moore of the Wall Street Journal editorial page. Stephen Moore, Wall Street Journal, says he is embarrassed over endorsing the rescue plan. The word rescue is in quotes. He says, I want to apologize. I drank the Kool-Aid. Fred Barnes, who is allegedly a conservative on Fox News, has not apologized for endorsing the plan. He called House conservatives who opposed the plan crazy and idiotic. CNBC, Michelle Caruso Cabrera led a discussion of how to bypass Congress and the Constitution when the House initially failed to approve it. Airheads is what they are. But of course, the biggest problem that we have is that Republican presidential candidate John McCain, in discussing all of this during the debate Tuesday night, tried to move to the left of Democrat Barack Hussein Obama during the debate, remember? McCain is trying to position himself now as even farther to the left than Hussein is. And of course, this raises the question, does McCain really want to win? And if he wants to win, does he deserve to win? It's an interesting question. We'll take a further look in just a moment. Let's do a little business. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. Stay with us for much more.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, Senator, El Senador Juan McCain. He said, we obviously have to stop this spending spree that's going on in Washington. This is Tuesday night, the debate. We obviously have to stop this spending spree that's going on in Washington. Immediately thereafter, El Senador Juan McCain proposed that he would order the Secretary of the Treasury to immediately buy up the bad home loan mortgages in America. He's talking about the fraudulent home loan mortgages. Fraudulent because of the concoction of income where there was no income, the result of collusion between brokers, borrowers, banks, and particularly the Jorge W. Bush administration, which authorized this criminality. So in other words, you're talking about people who couldn't afford these places in the first place, shouldn't have ever been in there, would not have been in there if normal business practices had been implemented at the time. Now here comes McCain. He says we obviously have to stop this spending spree that's going on in Washington. and then that he would order the Secretary of the Treasury to immediately buy up the bad home loan mortgages in America, he says. This proposal, well, we have no idea how much it would cost. Cliff Kincaid at newswithviews.com says it's estimated that this would cost another $300 billion. Another $300 billion. The McCain campaign has now issued a statement calling this socialist proposal, which is all this is. Do you understand? McCain is making these socialist proposals, positioning himself at least as far left as Senator Hussein. And the McCain campaign is now calling this socialist McCain proposal the American Home Ownership Resurgence Plan. The American Home Ownership Resurgence Plan is what he calls it. Now, I can assure you, ladies and gentlemen, this is a prescription for defeat, because in the minds of the people who will cast the votes, if they want socialism, why get a diluted version? They will go for the admitted socialist candidate, Senator Hussein. Why get a diluted version if they can get the real thing? So the question arises, does McCain so far deserve to win? The answer is no. Doesn't deserve to win. And the question even arises, does he want to win? Could he actually be this stupid? As a matter of fact, on top of all of that, listen to this. As part of this race to the bottom, conducted by the McCain campaign, McCain has announced that he would tap people, tap, that's the verb he used, he would tap people such as former Democrat Vice President Al Gore to work on his administration on developing a new and much tougher UN-sponsored global warming treaty. I have great respect for Al Gore, McCain said. Al Gore? Al Gore is leading the campaign to communize our economy and the world using utterly unscientific, phony claims about global warming, which has become such an embarrassment. They no longer call it global warming. They call it climate change. Well, the question arises, if McCain would tap people like Al Gore, and remember, he earlier said he would replace Chris Cox as head of the SEC with Alexander Cuomo, who played a very important part in the debacle. The mortgage debacle that we've been talking about, that we've been suffering from in our country, the metastasizing mortgage scandal, he would put Alexander Cuomo in that job. Why not go ahead and elect a Senator Hussein, who would give us these people anyway, and not in a diluted version of socialism? The question arises, as a matter of fact, who is more socialist? Who is farther left? Is Hussein farther left, or is McCain? Let's take another break. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Recently, ladies and gentlemen, somebody in Tokyo, Japan, of course, ordered a Guardian. The Guardian, of course, the most popular electronic frequency balancing instrument designed and manufactured by Eagle Research. Recently, somebody there in Tokyo ordered a Guardian. And, of course, we sent it out, and they've just received it, and here comes a message to Eagle Research from the folks in Tokyo. My sincere thanks for taking care of our order so quickly. The Guardian arrived yesterday and, believe it or not, immediately showed what it could do by removing the pain of a pulled back muscle that had made walking difficult for the last week. Mr. Stang's book, like his articles, makes extremely interesting reading, and I very much appreciate your enclosing it as well. Hopefully, our general health will now start to improve, and we will consequently manage to stay out of the clutches of the pharmaceutical industry. Once again, thank you. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that's a message to Eagle Research from some folks in Tokyo who ordered the Guardian, and there you see the immediate results they are enjoying. And this is one of the many remarkable things about the Guardian. People, of course, read my pieces, listen to these broadcasts around the world. And so we've got people from around the world, it's so interesting, ordering this technology, these instruments, and it's so exciting, of course, so thrilling to hear about the results, to hear that they actually work and work so well. It's absolutely thrilling. And there you have, this is just one of the many results of this kind that that we hear about from people who are using the Eagle Research technology around the world. If you would like more information about what we're discussing, ladies and gentlemen, simply go to my website, alanstang.com, alanstang.com. Click on Health at the right side of the page, which will take you to a lot of printed material, articles about the Eagle technology. Click on Store at the top of the home page and then on Eagle Research, and you can scroll down to pictures of the different instruments so you can see what we're talking about. If you'd like to order something, of course, you can do it right there at the site, alanstang.com. If you have questions about what we're talking about, you could call 281-333-3467. That number, of course, is only for information about the Eagle technology. 281-333-3467. If you have questions after you take a look at the information on the site, alanstang.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we are following the prisoner of war issue. The prisoners we left behind, the men we left behind in Vietnam, the government left behind, who have been abandoned by one administration after another. We're covering the issue because no one else seems to be covering it. I haven't heard it mentioned. And, of course, because Senator McCain, prisoner of war, is one of the candidates for president. In 1999, my novel, Perestroika Sunset, was published. 1999, 9 years ago, it was published. Since then, many people have said that one of the main characters in the book is Senator McCain. I'm going to read you a page or so from the novel. Tell me what you think. Here's a scene in which a character named Hat Halstead is talking with his wife, Maxine. Max is her nickname. He's talking with her. He says, "I've never been more sure of anything in my life. I'm not going to say there are no more POWs in Southeast Asia and lose the support of the families." And by the way, the reason he says that, you see, is this character has been a POW in Vietnam. He's returned. He's talking to his wife. He says he's not going to say there are no more POWs in Southeast Asia and lose the support of the families. Her personality changed. Even her features changed. Despite her negligee and scent, her femininity vanished. Her lips were no longer the full, lush honey drops he knew. Now, her mouth was thin and domineering. Her eyes stared like a bird of prey. Her voice was cold and full of menace. Halstead put the telephone down. "Maybe you'd like to look at something first," she says. "More photos, Max," he says. "Don't bother. You've played that hand." Halstead was surprising himself. Was there a depth beneath which even he could not descend? Perhaps he sheltered a heretofore unknown vestigial note of honor. Maybe his pride was offended at the continuing revelation that she had played him for a fool, that he, the man who took whatever he wanted, had been taken. Maybe the so-called instinct for self-preservation had kicked in. If he were right, if Maxine had arranged for Camille's murder to ensnare him, Now was the time to put as much distance between them as he could. Maxine took a video from her attaché case, slid it into the VCR, and settled back on the sofa. "Why not sit beside me, darling?" He refused and remained standing. But he couldn't just leave the room. He had to see what she was up to. How else could he fight her? The screen showed him back in Nam years before, in living black and white, in Colonel Karpilov's office. Karpilov, Soviet general. He saw himself sitting in a chair. Karpilov was talking, already transfixed. Hat sank down beside her. Excuse me. "I want you to make a film," Karpilov told Halstead. "What kind of film?" "A film that will make you a hero." "I won't do any propaganda piece," says Halstead. "No, no, my friend, of course you won't. Depend on me, depend on me. In the film I propose, you would obviously be speaking under duress after suffering severe torture." "Torture?" "Not to worry, my friend, not to worry," Karpilov chuckled. "That is what the film will show. Our artists will make it look like that. They are the best in the business. They can make you say anything or look like a giraffe. Of course you won't be tortured. The acting will be up to you. Can you do it?" "Yes, I think so. I've always loved to act." "Bravo! I was sure you could. I have no doubt you did splendid work in the student theatricals at Morton. Unfortunately, I was not there to see it. We'll arrange for the film to be smuggled out and shown by peace lovers in the West. To prove its authenticity, we'll protest, of course, along with our humane North Vietnamese brethren. We'll call it phony. It will show you standing up manfully to communist torture. You will be decorated by your government. America will lie at your feet." "Why are you doing this? What do you want?" "You already know. Peace. We are looking for a few good men. Who knows, you might even want to enter politics." The conversation ended. The scene that had made him a hero and launched his political career followed. The scene that showed him being tortured. Maxine clapped. "Bravo, darling. Molto bravo." She poured herself another glass of wine, poured one for him, and nattered on. For a long time after the film ended, Halstead simply sat with his mouth open, staring at the screen, remembering. At last, he was able to whisper, "Where did you get it?" "I really don't know, darling. It came in the mail. There was no return address. Who could have sent it? Any ideas? Anyone the FBI could visit?" "I must say, Hatton, I was quite taken aback. I had no idea your heroism was a sham. I'm appalled. I see now that you courted me under false pretenses. Do you believe for one moment, for one damned moment, that I would have fallen for you had I known you were a collaborator? Had I known your claims of torture were a fraud? I'm going to stay with you, but only because I made a sacred vow." Halstead went to the VCR and took out the tape. "We have to destroy this." "Why, darling?" "It's undoubtedly a copy. Do you really believe that whoever sent this sent the only one?" "Hatton, if this film were to fall into the wrong hands, your military record would unravel. You used it, part of it, to get elected. It proved you are a hero, proved that you were tortured. If instead it proves the opposite, our enemies would make you a laughingstock. The people would no longer be amused. They would be vengeful. They would say you betrayed them. You'd be kicked out, humiliated. Your political career would be destroyed. You couldn't be elected dog catcher. Worse, maybe you could. I'd have to leave you despite my vow. I really don't fancy myself married to a dog catcher." Everything she had said was true. The people would benignly tolerate peccadillos, but this was something else. A peccadillo was a departure from a norm. Even the word implied that most of the time the sinner acted otherwise. The photographs of him in bed with Maxine proved a peccadillo, nothing more. Inside the Beltway, people were always in the wrong beds. After a day of intense legislation on behalf of the people, accidents happened. So what? On the contrary, this video, converted for convenience from the original film, made fools of the people who had given him their hearts. It proved they had been conned. They had revered him like a rock star. They would turn on him in fury. Maxine was right. He would lose his post as majority leader. Party leaders would call him an embarrassment. If he did not resign, his constituents would remove him in the next election. The woman who had run against him last time, the feminist harridan he had patronized for years, would win, despite everything Edward would do. The media would cover the story like the maggots that they were. The fact that he had ridiculed her would make the story even better. He would become a pariah. His billions would be worthless.
Congratulations. You've been selected.
He didn't believe for a moment that someone had sent her the video in the mail. She was lying, as she had lied about everything from the start. Had Karpilov made the video precisely for this purpose, so it could be used to blackmail him? Was Maxine in league with Karpilov? Where else could she have gotten it? Was she a spy? Why had she made a fool of him from the beginning? What plan was he an innocent part of? Hatton Halstead shook with rage. He lusted to put his hands around Maxine's neck and squeeze her like a cockroach until she burst and died. Perhaps he would have done so had he not remembered what had happened when he had tried to kick her out. She caressed him and whispered, "Darling, do you want to be president?" "Yes." "I can make you president, if you cooperate." Okay, ladies and gentlemen, there you have a page and a half from my novel, Perestroika Sunset. It's a novel about an attempted Soviet takeover of the United States. It's a novel about the prisoners of war our government left behind in Vietnam. Now, the interesting thing about this novel is there are many incidents, events dramatized in the book, historical events, that I know are absolutely accurate because people who were there guided me in my rendition of these events. On a couple of them, I didn't have a couple of them quite right, but people who were there straightened me out. So, for example, Patty Hopper. Mrs. Hopper runs Task Force Omega in Phoenix, and Patty was very helpful in straightening me out on some of the history here because she herself was present at some of the incidents, at the incidents that we dramatize. Now, the remarkable thing is, remember, the book came out in 1999, so I was writing it in the years before that. I had no remote idea of dramatizing the career of Senator McCain. He was not in my mind at that time. I mean, remember, you're going back to 96, 97, 98 when I'm writing this thing. But since it came out, many people around the world have said, well, this character, Hatton Halstead, this is Senator McCain. Who else could it be? So it's a remarkable thing that people have accused me of trying to dramatize Senator McCain here when at that time he was not in my mind at all, which shows you how remarkable fiction, the art of fiction can be. As a matter of fact, in his reelection campaign a few years back in Arizona, where he was running for reelection to the U.S. Senate, there were people who wanted to reprint the book in paperback. The book is in hardcover, cloth cover, with a dust jacket. They wanted to reprint the book in paperback and distribute it in order to defeat Senator McCain and his attempt to, his attempt at re-election there in Arizona as U.S. Senator from that state. So, of course, that I can't recall why right now, but that never did come off. It was something that some people there in Arizona wanted to do. So there you have the remarkable history of Perestroika Sunset, one of my novels. Let's take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll do some more business. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that in the novel, you have Halstead making this film, this propaganda film for the North Vietnamese under the direction of his Soviet interrogators, directed by Soviet military intelligence GRU General Karpilov. In history, we know that El Senador Juan McCain made 32 audio tapes in North Vietnam for his communist captors. In fact, we know that he made these audio tapes because other prisoners of war heard them being broadcast over the loudspeakers in the camps. There isn't a heck of a lot of mystery about this. Somebody has those audio tapes. Could you imagine the effect if one of those audio tapes ever were to emerge from the vault where they obviously are now being kept? Could you imagine the effect? Maybe he could be elected dog catcher. I doubt it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again about the book, Perestroika Sunset. Go to my site and take a look at it, alanstang.com. Click on store and scroll down to the cover. The cover is literally a work of art. I can say that because I had nothing to do with it. The artist, the cover artist, really did a spectacular job. The cover is something that you could reproduce and hang on a wall. In fact, I have done that myself. The cover artist did such a spectacular job. It's a cloth-bound book, dust jacket. Now, because of the election situation we are in, and because so many people have accused me of depicting Senator McCain here, if you want a copy of the book, go there, go to my site, alanstang.com, order a copy of the book, and I will send you another book free. That would reduce the price of the book to about, oh, probably you'd wind up paying about $11. And this is, the book itself is, again, it's a library edition. The book itself is a work of art. It's really quite a piece of book production, especially including the cover. The artist really did a job there. So again, if you would like a copy of Perestroika Sunset, my novel about the prisoners of war, why, simply go to my site at alanstang.com and click on store. Then you'll see a list of most of my books. Scroll down until you come to Perestroika Sunset is the title of it. Click there. And by the way, there on the site, you can read the first chapter. I'm now reminding myself. Yes, you can read the first chapter of the book if you like. And then if you'd like to order it, go ahead and we will send you a free copy. So you'll be getting two copies for the price of one there. I think that's a pretty good deal. Again, it's alanstang.com is the place you go to take a look. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this is the latest edition of our continuing coverage of the prisoner of war issue. And the reason we're spending so much time on it is no one else is mentioning it. It's still one of the biggest issues in our country. That's another edition of The Sting of Stang. Be with us tomorrow, same time, same place. Until then, remember, as always, arm yourselves. It's the same old